You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with...
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulolo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for our DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. Good morning, Sean, and welcome back.
Yeah, good morning. It's a silly season now.
Definitely.
All builders are running around like a headless chicken, spread very thin at the moment.
Yes, and I believe you charged here from over the mountain.
Yes, yeah. We're running three different sites at the moment.
So we do appreciate that. Thank you so much. So, Sean, we're going to run around with tips what to do and get your place ready for summer.
Yeah, so this is the last push now before the holidays, and yes, people are starting to look at their entertainment areas, maybe redoing their lighting, upgrading their patio lighting, or maybe the deck, the timber decking needs some refreshing.
Yes.
And painting. It's a lot of people are painting now, but Cape Town seems to have forgotten that it's actually summer. You know, we just keep having these showers of rain.
Because you can't really paint in weather like this, can you?
Well,
you shouldn't really.
Cape Town, yeah. Yeah, if it's a little bit suspect, or rather don't take that chance.
Yes.
But yeah, if you are going to paint, then just monitor the weather channels. If you paint early in the day and the rain's coming late in the evening, then you can still get away with it. But yeah, if you're getting closer to the evening, rather leave it for the next day, or wait until we have a drier season.
Yeah. I have a question for you about ceiling windows. How does one do that, and what must you use to seal windows? And now we're going to wood. They want to name wood and aluminium.
Yeah, so your windows, the perimeter of your windows, the actual frame, where it sits in the actual frame of your house or the bricks of your house, we use a polyurethane sealer. It's a silicon-based polyurethane, which is a construction sealant that we... So it looks like silicon, but it's actually a little bit more flexible and more durable. So it binds better to the edges of the house, of the plaster and the bricks, or even wood. So you would definitely seal around the perimeter. You'd have to remove all the old sealant and then reseal. So that would apply to timber and to aluminium.
Yes, so how would you prep that?
Well, you would have to, if the old sealant is rotten or you started to weather, then you have to peel that all off. You basically put it off like silicon, cut it out, and then start afresh. Make sure there's no dust and debris, and then apply that sealant around the window. Another ish area is glass. If you have lots of panes of glass, then you need to look at that the glass is sealed within the casement of the window. When it's timber, you can use putty. If you remove the glass, put putty and then push your glass back in. Silicon can also work. So you just want to keep water out, make sure water's not coming in into your, penetrate through the windows.
All right.
But, when we look at, preparing your deck now, for instance, for your deck's looking a little bit wary, and you have your Christmas dinner or lunch coming up, give it a bit of a good sand. I would first start with a jet wash. Give it a good jet wash and then a light sand, and then use a sealant. If it's hardwood, that would be your Bilal, Garapa. There's a whole host of hardwood that decking is made of.
Bilal is quite popular, isn't it? Bilal.
It's popular, and Garapa, there's a few others. You don't really need to treat this wood, but longevity, if you want the rich color, with Bilal, it actually ages itself. It goes a very light gray color. That is actually just Bilal's natural aging process.
So we mustn't get a fright if we see it started brown.
A lot of people like it. They like the look of it when it ages. It doesn't compromise the actual wood. It just, you know, but if you're looking for that rich natural brown color or something, then you would have had to have put a sealant on, a mineral sealant or, you know, that's applied to there. And that you would do on a either yearly basis or every 2 years, depending on how fresh you want to keep it looking. Softer wood like pine and softer timbers, you'd use more of like a varnish, a water-based varnish nowadays. You know, all these products, you could probably go look at your local merchant, paintsmiths would have all the
requirements.
I know they stock Rystix decking, and I think Woodock also does a range of decking materials. So, yeah, they would put you in the right direction. Yeah. But
you mentioned jet blast. So
it's just a high pressure hose.
So it must be a mild kind of pressure.
You don't want to go kill the deck. It's just to get the grime and the dirt off, and then I would do a light sand, depending on how bad your decking is.
And you light sand with
sandpaper,
or
you get a machine that can actually just give it a quick brush over, and then obviously you would do your two or three coats of a sealant. They would come after that.
Okay. Now someone says my braai area is collapsing. So what does he do?
It depends on what foundations he's got the braai on. Foundation needs to be solid. So normally they would, before you build a braai, you would do proper foundation. So it's digging out the ground, pouring in your concrete, and then you would build up the structure. If there's a problem and you notice that the braai is collapsing, or you would have to start from the bottom and work your way up.
Yeah. He's just collapsing.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, now you can try underpinning, which means you have to dig holes around the area, and then you would have to, there's a process that we do to correct that. If it's too far gone, you might have to start breaking that and having to start off fresh. Yeah.
All right. So thatch roof. Need to replace a thatch roof and build
A thatch roof is more technical. You need to get guys who specialize in thatch. They would come in, assess your property. They would look at the framework to see how the actual structure looks like before they... a lot of thatch can be repaired. So what they do is they actually pull out all the dead thatch and then they repack it. So you don't have to start new. So when you have a thatch larper or a thatch roof, always try and maintain it over the years. You'll see the thatch starts to curl up, and then you know that the thatch is starting to...
That was our next question.
Thatch has started to weather. So what they would do is they would do maintenance. It's going to be a lot cheaper in the long run.
Yeah.
If you leave it too long, eventually all the reeds won't keep the water out anymore.
Yes.
And you would basically have to redo that whole area.
But how do you maintain it? What do you maintain it with?
So you just need to keep checking an eye on the thatch. The same companies would come and maintain your thatch. So they would pull out the dead reeds, put in new reeds and pack it, and just make sure there's no, they brush off or cut off all the curly bits, the bent over bits. If you have a thatch, maintenance is a part of it. Worst case scenario, you leave it for years and years and years. Now they strip everything off and they redo the thatch at quite a high cost. Thatch is nice to have. It's very, it definitely keeps the area cool and shady. I would prefer it on the outside. I don't really enjoy thatch on the inside of a, it collects a lot of dust. Spiders love it. Yeah, so
spiders and snakes.
Yeah, and it's also a fire hazard.
Yes.
If you look at where we live on the mountain, then that's a high risk for fire.
If you've just tuned in, good morning, goeiemôre, and welcome. We are busy with the DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. We are back.
Yes, yeah, we're back. Yeah, we were on entertainment areas, patios, you know, talking about braais. Braais is very important because when it comes to this time of the year, every man wants his braais. So, yes, if fix your braais. Most braais are fairly easy to correct or, you know, check your flues, make sure your flues are clean. There are chimney sweepers that come out and actually clean out your chimneys and fireplaces to get the nice draw and, yeah, easy to maintain. Just keep your hand on all of these things. Then when it comes to the patio, as we mentioned earlier, lighting. Very important. Subtle lighting is very in. A lot of people are going with hanging lighting now, where you've got those cable with the lights that just hang around everywhere. Try and go solar. There's a lot of solar options. So especially with Eskom and the prices that they're charging now. So solar, subtle lighting. You want to make sure that you... Yeah. Create the ambiance, yeah.
Would you need to get an electrician in for that, or can you do it yourself?
Depending on what product you're buying, if it's going to be a permanent setup, something that's controlled with a switch, then I would suggest you get it wired in properly through an electrician. If you're getting a plug-in option, then you just have to get to the nearest plug point, and it can do its thing. And then, as you say, then solar can also help a lot.
Yeah, and that's become very popular, hasn't it?
Yeah. No, solar's definitely helping, and
the other question I have for you now is cracked paving around your pool.
Yeah, so again, it's areas where people are going to be focusing this holidays around the pool area. Look, you're looking for subsidence. You're looking at where the pavers aren't level or they're dropping. What you do in those areas is, you need to isolate that area. Lift all your pavers, get right down to the bottom, bring in some new soil, compact that soil, bring in some clean sand, compact that sand, and then we mix a little bit of sand and cement, and we just level that out, and then you can relay the paver onto that, and then you'll do your grouting. We call it pointing or grouting. It's a cement work that's between the pavers that keeps any grass or issues coming through the paver. And also for penetration. So I would look around, check for any loose grout or pointing, and chop those out carefully. And you can use a very small chisel to do that, or there's tools that you can use for that. And yeah, you would need a sponge, a little bit of sand and cement, and you can fill the cracks and protect your paving.
Yes, because it's quite dangerous with the cracked tile around the pool, is it not?
Yeah, if a tile or paver is cracked, then rather just replace it with new. You don't want to have someone cut themselves around the pool, that's for sure. Tiling's also a similar story. Tiling would normally be laid on a concrete bed or a concrete surface that we use either tile adhesive. Some tiles can be laid with sand and cement and a bonding liquid, but also go around, check what needs to be done, what needs to be repaired, and then some of your pavers might need to be resealed if they more of a, like a sandstone. We often put a natural sealant on there that just rejuvenates it, makes it look, and it keeps the dirt off. So for outdoors, if you want to prolong the life of your pavers, get a non-slip. It must be a non-slip sealant.
So you could get a normal tile, but you can put a non-slip sealant on.
Most cement pavers can be sealed. Okay. They nowadays use a water-based clear sealant that goes on there. There are special products for sealant, sealing paving. It just brings out the... enriches the color, and as it prolongs the life of the actual paver.
Yes.
So that's also, it makes the whole area look a lot better.
All right. So we've covered quite a bit.
Yes.
I'm sure there's more.
No. Look, you can walk yourself around the house. You know, as I said, painting has become a big thing now. Everybody wants to paint. Go look at your fascia boards, light sand, rejuvenate, check your walls. Again, when you paint your house walls, give it a wash down with a pressure washer. Just get that grime and dirt off. Fill all the little hairline cracks and give it a coat of paint. That just rejuvenates. Sometimes you have to put a plaster primer on. If you can see there's cement that's exposed on the wall, don't just put on the finished product. Put on your primers. Undercoats are also useful. If you're changing from a dark color to a lighter color, then put an undercoat on. But again, go to Paintsmiths, Long Beach here, and they'll give you all the advice and what products are the best things to use.
Yes. Yeah. And then a ceiling fan, haven't used for a long time, need it now. The heaters come in and it's sticking.
Look, ceiling fan, they have a lifespan. It's again, it's a motor. So your first, if it's electronic, I actually wouldn't even waste time trying to fix it nowadays. Depending on the problem, you'd rather replace it and get a qualified electrician to actually install the new fan.
So this is where you would need an electrician.
If there's a problem with the motor or there's issues with the electronic side of it. A lot of new fans are coming with remotes, so they work with a wireless remote. Instead of the switch that's on the wall, because over time those switches actually start giving trouble as well. If it's a fan that's working, but you just want to service it, on the actual fins of the fan, just get a little feather duster, or a damp cloth, and just carefully wipe it with a damp cloth with a little bit of sunlight liquid or soap, just to clean off the fins and get a vacuum in around the actual fan motor to suck out any dust that might have got into there.
Because dust can be a menace.
Yeah, well, it collects over there. Yes. You know? So, I would just, it's again maintenance and just general DIY.
Yeah.
You can.
And then an aircon replaced.
Aircon becomes a bit more specialized. Yeah. If your aircon's not very efficient, then I would suggest bringing in an aircon company. They might have to regas your compressor. When you have an aircon, it should be maintained on a regular basis with the filters, where they come and they actually brush out and clean the filters, and it just keeps clean air coming in. Otherwise, your filters are going to block and cause trouble. The aircon has to work a lot harder to get your area.
Yes. Yeah. How often would one need to surface the
aircon? It depends
aircon.
On the environment you're in. If you worked in a factory or somewhere, the aircon then would collect a lot more dirt, or in office space or something, where most residential homes don't have that issue. But I would say like maybe once or twice a month, just go in and pull out the filters, give it a little brush off, put them back, maintain. But again, anything above that, you'd have to bring in the specialized contractor.
Yes.
To maintain. Also, gas. When it comes to gas, don't try and fiddle with anything on your own. Bring in the specialized company to sort your gas out. A lot of people are putting in gas geysers. Make sure you get a qualified contractor.
Because it's gas stoves and geysers now. I mean, it's been in for a while.
Yeah, I guess, they're quite very efficient. You don't have to wait for a geyser to heat up. It's instant water. So for a small house or a cottage, I would go the gas geyser route. Yeah, okay. Especially with the cost of Eskom shooting up.
Very, very
and
true.
And touch wood, we haven't had load shedding.
Oh yes, no, no, we got to keep touching the wood.
Yes.
Is there anything else, Sean, that we need to cover?
I think everybody have a good holiday. Yeah.
Yes, and you.
We're pushing forward till the end. We get all the last minute people now who think they can get a bathroom done in 1 week. So my advice to them is you've left it a little bit too late.
Wait for next year.
Yeah. But yeah, small projects, go ahead, get them done. There are builders still doing painting, and they'll do small projects, But What happens is now from next week, the factories start closing.
Yes, it does.
The last orders will come in. So if you're thinking about getting a little cupboard in now, order it. You need to get that order in yesterday. So cupboards, anything to do with factory work or lead time. Aluminium windows and doors, I think you've left it too late already.
Really?
Yeah, people, there's a lead time on it, almost a month. Some companies are waiting, making us wait a month for simple doors or windows. So if it's maybe one small window or door, I'd say this is kind of your last call now. Get them in.
So we're putting it out to all our listeners. If you need anything done, any orders, do it now.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave it for another week because then nothing's happening.
Yeah. When is the builder's holiday?
Most companies from the 13th, which will be from next
week.
From
next week.
It depends on, like, with our projects, we try and make our clients happy. So we will go until the project is finished, which could be the 18th. 18th, latest 20th.
So this will be our last DIY feature with you, Sean, and we'll be back next year.
Next year, we start fresh,
Yes, we start fresh. So, Sean, thank you for coming in. I know you've been extremely busy, and thank you for rushing over the mountain to get here today.
And now I've got to rush out
again. Now you've got to rush out again. Thank you, Sean. Cool. Bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.